In the first place, it's not anything that would normally infest a body outdoors, and it wouldn't be in the water except by accident, Pilcher said. I don't know how familiar you are with insects or how much you want to hear. Let's say I don't know diddly. I want you to tell me the whole thing. Okay. This is a pupa, an immature insect, in a chrysalis. That's the cocoon that holds it while it transforms itself from a larva into an adult. Pilcher moved the specimen to the stage of a microscope and hunkered over it with a dental probe in his hand. Okay, I'd say it's Lepidoptera. It's gonna be tough if the wings are soaked. I'll pull the references, Roden said. I guess there's no way I can keep you from talking about me while I'm gone.
I guess not.
Pilcher turned away from the bright light.
It's a big family, Lepidoptera. Maybe 30,000 butterflies and 130,000 moths. I'd like to take it out of the chrysalis. I'll have to if we're going to narrow it down.
Okay. Can you do it in one piece?
I think so. Look, it had started to emerge before it died. See? There's an irregular fracture in the chrysalis right there. This may take a little while.
Pilcher spread the natural split in the case and eased the insect out. The bunched wings were soaked. Spreading them was like working with a wet, wadded facial tissue. No pattern was visible. Roden was back with the books.
Ready? Pilcher said. Would you turn out the light, Officer Starling?
She watched Pilcher's penlight come on. When he shined it on the specimen, the insect's eyes glowed in the dark, reflecting the narrow beam.
Owlet, Roden said.
Probably, but which one? Pilcher said. Give us the lights, please.
Okay, let's see you shine, Albert, my man.
Roden's wiry red head covered the microscope. Arabus odora, Roden said at last.